Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so glad that you tuned in on this afternoon. And right now, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for grace and for mercy. We thank you for giving us another opportunity, oh God, to come before you. And Lord, we come now humbling ourselves, asking you for mercy, O God. Lord, search our hearts while we're praying this prayer and be merciful unto us and forgive. In the name of Jesus, Lord, lay your hand on us. Touch, Lord, touch our minds and our bodies. Touch our hearts, O God. We call on you for help, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to stop by for just a little while on this afternoon. Lord, make your holy visitation. Take control, Lord Jesus, and speak to us, Lord. Minister unto us, O God. Work wonders during this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, O God, for those on the prayer list, asking you to please remember each one, name by name, one by one, Lord. Bless them today with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, my God, bless them abundantly in the name of Jesus. Heal their bodies. All those who are sick, Lord, heal them and make them whole. Those who are discouraged, encourage their hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, those who tuned in on this afternoon looking for a blessing, for a word from you, Lord, we know you're able, and we ask you to bless them right now, God. Give them the word that you want them to know. Speak, Lord Jesus, unto their heart right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you have all the answers. And when we call on you, Lord, you promised that you would answer. We believe you right now, God. We are asking you, Lord Jesus, to go into the hospitals and make your holy visitation, Lord. Heal, raise them up right now. Lord, touch. In the name of Jesus, even confound the doctors and all the other practitioners who don't believe. Oh, my God, let your name be glorified. Let it be magnified that all of them are confounded. Lord, we know you're able, my God. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now. For those who are incarcerated, remember them, Lord Jesus, in a special way. Save to the utmost. Deliver right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, Lord, that you'll remember us during this broadcast, Lord, and bless.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way. Let your holy will be done. Lord Jesus, reach out to every soul. Everyone, Lord God, one by one and name by name, move upon each of our hearts, Lord. Move right now while we're praying, Lord, and help this ministry, God. I pray, God, that you will ever build it up the more and bless in the name of Jesus. Give us guidance, oh God. Give us direction, Lord. Take us by the hand. Show us, Lord, how to do your will. We want to do your will, oh God, but we need you to teach us. Teach us how, Lord. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will. And, Lord, we ask that you will direct us in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the leaders, oh God, the leaders of this world. And we're asking, God, that you'll rebuke corruption. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and bring about justice. We know you have the power. You can do all things. There's nothing impossible for you. We believe it right now, oh God, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, the broadcast is in the hands of our host, Evangelist Khadijah Hamid. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. And good afternoon. God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hamid Show. And we are so excited for you to be with us on this snowy afternoon. I just want to let you know, Pastor Sheila Hamid is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And just want to remember our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who was a pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're so glad, again, that you chose to spend your afternoon with us. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hamid, who led the opening prayer. We also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who is a member of our Mother Church Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 145th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, the 145th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy greatness, of their great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 145th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses. And again, we thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show today. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title 1 School, and one is O-N-E. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title 1 School, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address, if you'd like to send us postal mail, is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you are feeling bold and you would like to speak to us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy, you'd like to give remarks after the word, or if you have a testimony or an encouraging word or a scripture or song you'd like to sing, please feel free to dial in. Our guest number is 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. And we thank you all who have dialed in the past and who have encouraged us live. It's an amazing thing when you do. We enjoy it. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377, and the access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line, and that phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we, of course, want to remember the souls on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is Mahed Shada, who is battling COVID. We have Percy, Mr. Steve Fields, who was a very ill and in need of serious prayer, Evangelist Maybelle's cousins, the Parham family, Stephen Allen Jr. and Terrell Allen, that the Lord would save them. We're praying that God would save him. Elder Barry Johnson and the Brief Johnson family. We want to remember the Spriggs family, the Brief Gatewood family, for Tanika Huff, for Moore Nixon family, for Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, the Brief Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond and Brief Anderson family, the Brief Diggs family, Robin Mansay, who's battling cancer, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hameen, Nicholas, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, all those who are battling COVID and cancer and various diseases, and anyone who is requesting prayer. We want to remember them. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So right now I'd like to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Praise the Lord for this opportunity and for the word of God, for the prayer, and for everything that has been said and done, sure that was read, and the thoughts that stayed out with me. Is great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. Glory to God. The Lord is great. He's a great God. And we ought to greatly praise him for his greatness. And also, verse 8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Glory to God. I'm so glad that God is not like man, because God has compassion. He is full of gracious, full of compassion, and he's slow to anger, and he's great in mercy. And I just thank the Lord for that, for a God like that, who will have mercy on whom he will. And the Lord is good to all. It doesn't matter whether you're saved or unsaved. God is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his work. So we praise God and we glorify him for his wonderful works. And we know that God is a healer. He's a savior. He's a deliverer. And that's why we continue to look to him. And we know that he will encourage his people, strengthen his people, and he will help us to go through. So for that, we are thankful. And we are thankful for this broadcast. We thank God for how he's been blessing through this ministry and how that I've been blessed. I can truly say my soul has been blessed through this broadcast ministry. And I want to encourage all of our listeners and all who have tuned in to continue to be encouraged and look to the Lord, because God can do great things. Whatever it is that you need him to do, he can do it. So let's trust in the Lord. And now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen. The Lord has blessed her, and we are happy for her. Mm-hmm. And we want to pray with her as she comes forth. Let us keep our minds on the word of God and tell Satan to get back, because he tries to bind you and distract you from hearing the word of God. But we want to stay focused on this afternoon. As she comes forth, God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for each one of you. Thank God for the introduction, Evangelist May, and thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, hosting the show on this afternoon, and thank God for all of you who have tuned in. I just thank God for the opportunity once again, and this is a time that we take out of the week to give praise and worship to our God. We come before him to praise his name,
to sing unto the Lord. Amen. To pray, to hear testimony if there are any available, and to just give God the glory that's due to his name. And we take this time out just to do something for the Lord because of our circumstances. We're not able to really do like we once did before, but we can still give God the glory. We can still worship the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can still sing, clap our hands, stomp our feet. We can dance before God. If the Lord quicken us and cause us to go forth in a dance, if for some reason you just hear some foot stomping, somebody is going forth in the dance. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right where they
yes.
are. Glory be to God. So God is worthy to be praised. And we just thank the Lord for this broadcast and for everything said and done thus far. At this time, let us prepare now to go to the Word of God. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for mercy. We thank you, O God, for how you've blessed us. And now, Lord, we come to you and we ask, God, that you will feed our souls from on high. Send forth your word, Lord Jesus, and minister unto us. Bless us, Lord God, right now with the blessing that we all stand in need of. We believe it, Lord, and we count it done, and we thank you for it. All these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you have your Bibles and you want to read along with me as I go to the scriptures, let us go to the 18th. Number of Psalms, the 18th number of Psalms, and I'll be skipping about through this Psalm and going to verses 1 to 3, verse 6, 20 to 22, 30 to 32, and 48 to 50, and also the 91st number of Psalm, verses 1 and 2, verses 14 to 16. And Revelation 17 and 14. Praise the Lord. I'll begin with the 18th number of Psalm, verse 1, and it reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. In my distress, this is verse 6, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Verse 20. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, has he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. Verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Verse 48. He delivereth me from mine enemies, yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and sheweth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Psalm 91, verse 1, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Verse 14, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Revelation 17 and 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Just thank God, because God is truly worthy to be praised. And the title of this message on this afternoon, and this is the message I preached on Wednesday night on the Prayer News Network, and I'm going to go ahead and preach the same message here on this broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. The subject is, the title, Called, Chosen, and Faithful. Called, Chosen, and Faithful. And the theme is, who is on the Lord's side? Praise be to God. Right. Going to the 18th number of Psalm, and this is the Psalm of David, and David began to express his love to the Lord, saying, I will love thee, O Lord, calling him his strength. Praise be to God. And in this passage, there are so many beautiful things, but again, I'm just skipping about just to highlight a few things and to point out things concerning being called, chosen, and faithful, and what God will do for his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have to know whose side we're on. And as many of us might be aware, some maybe not, but King David was a man of war, and the terminology that he's using in this passage of scripture refer to many weapons of war and mechanisms and devices used for defense. Hallelujah. And he's talking to God and communicating with the Lord, and anyone who is called by God, chosen by God, hallelujah, faithful unto the Lord, God will commission you and he will bless you, but you have to keep a close communication with the Lord. It's vital for survival. Amen. Anytime anyone is going to war or to battle, it's important that they keep an open line of communication, amen, with the base. God is our base, amen. And while we're out in the battle, in the spiritual warfare, we have to keep close communication with our base. Amen. Praise the Lord. We might be out on the battlefield and we need reinforcement. We can contact God, our base. Hallelujah. And he will send in the truth. Glory be to God. King David referred to the Lord saying, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. Glory be to God, a fortress, a fortified place, stronghold, a place of defense or security. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Because sometimes we can be surrounded by the enemy and we look everywhere and there's no escape, but we're completely surrounded. But God is our deliverer. He will send deliverance. My God, my strength. So we get strength from the Lord. He gives us the strength that we need, glory be to God, to continue on. In whom I will trust. We must trust in the Lord. My buckler. A buckler is one that shields and protects. Amen. It's, I don't know if any of you are familiar, but looking at war movies, you see that metal thing that's on the arm. That's a buckler. To block when they come down with a sword to try to stick you with a sword or to block any arrows that are shot your way. Hallelujah. Buckler. The Lord is our buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is everything that we need him to be. Praise the Lord. When God calls us, when God commissions us, he prepares us and sends us out. But we have to remain faithful. Amen. And we have to know whose side we're on. See, some people start out on one side, then they become a traitor, and they end up on the side of the enemy. Glory to God.
Yes.
They try to come in and get the inside scoop and go back and report to the enemy and try to launch an attack. Glory, hallelujah. But God, he is our protector. God has surrounded us with his protection. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you notice King David began to say that in verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. So in a time that the enemy will rise up against us, any time that the enemy will fight against us, we immediately call upon the Lord. Amen. Call back to home base. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Contact the Lord who is worthy to be praised and ask the Lord for help because he will surely save us from our enemies. Thank you, Jesus. And know this, being a disciple of the Lord Jesus, being one that is called by God, know this, that you will suffer persecution. You will be ridiculed. You will be attacked from all sides. Hallelujah, but we have to know whose side we're on. Are you on the Lord's side? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To make certain of that and be very sure that we know without a doubt whose side we're on. Amen. In the sixth verse, he said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. There are those times when we have to call on the Lord and also cry to God. And when we go to him, as David said here, he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. It may seem like the call or the cry is not going anywhere. But if we call on the Lord in our distress, when trouble is all around and we call on the Lord and cry to him, glory to God, he will hear our cry out of his temple. And also his cry will just come, our cry will come up for him and into his ears. But we must not give up. We must trust in the Lord, we must know that God will back us up. God will send in the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Called, chosen, faithful. And that verse in Revelation is where I took my title from. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, referring to the beast. Amen. The Lord Jesus, the Lamb, he is the Lamb. He will overcome them. And says, for the Lord is Lord of lords. He's King of kings. And they that are with him, he referred to them as called and chosen and faithful. Praise the Lord. And if we want our part with the Lord, we must be faithful. We must be faithful unto our God. Hallelujah. So in this battling and warring, be faithful and stay on the Lord's side. Don't let the enemy trick you and try to get you to come over on his side. Because this is what happens with people. They are tempted and they're tried. They're offered money or offered some kind of material goods, and they fall for these things. And they end up betraying their own and going over on the enemy's side. Glory to God.
Yes.
But you got to know whose side you're on. The enemy doesn't mean you any good. Even after you agree to turn on your own, they might even kill you. My God.
Amen.
But that's how Satan is. He's not going to have mercy on you. If you turn against God and go over onto his side, he's not going to have mercy on you. He's going to destroy you either way. That's his whole purpose, is to destroy your life. Glory be to God. But who is on the Lord's side? Amen. Praise the Lord. King David, he began to speak more concerning the Lord and talking about his judgment. Down in verse 20, he says, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. So we have to walk upright before the Lord. We have to do what is right in his sight. We have to keep his commandments. We have to obey his word. Praise the Lord. And the Lord reward us accordingly. And he said, according to the cleanness of my hands has he recompensed me. Glory be to God. So he was recompensed because he kept his hands clean. And that is compensation or reward given for effort made, loss, or harm suffered. So the Lord, he will recompense us for our righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
So this is important to remember, that as one who is called by God, chosen by him, we must live right. We must walk upright in the sight of God. Seek to please God in everything. Amen. And always acknowledge him. Before we do anything, we need to learn to acknowledge the Lord. And he said here that he had kept the ways of the Lord and had not wickedly departed from God, like a traitor would. Wickedly depart from God. Hallelujah. And again, these are war terms, but they are applied because we are looked upon as soldiers in the army of the Lord. And a soldier must be dedicated. I mean, that soldier must know his purpose. Glory to God. And know whose side he's on. Amen. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. The word of the Lord is tried and true. Glory be to God. Everything God promised, God will do it. Amen. His word is tried and true. So if God said it, he's going to do it. We might not live to see it, but God is going to keep his word. Hallelujah. Everything he promised, he is going to keep that promise. Hallelujah. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? He's everything to us. And all the things that King David named that the Lord God is to him, there are not enough words that we can even come up with to describe who God is. Amen. Because he's all of that and much more. Glory, hallelujah. He'll deliver us from our enemies. He will lift us up above those that rise up against us. The Lord God will deliver us from the violent man. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Therefore, we ought to give thanks to our God. We ought to lift him up among the heathen. We ought to sing praises unto his name, because great is the deliverance that he gives to his people. He gave King David great deliverance, and he showed mercy to his anointed. The Lord anointed David to be king over his people. Amen. And it didn't stop there, but God was also merciful to his seed forevermore. And as God's yes. word is tried, it is true. To this very day, God has shown great mercy and deliverance to his anointed. Amen. To his seed forevermore. Because he is God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In the 91st number of Psalms, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How do we dwell in the secret place of the Most High? Praise be to God. We make sure that God is our trust, everything to us. Amen. We have to know that we are on the Lord's side, that we call upon him and we stay in communication with him. This is how we can find the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. As the psalmist says here, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. This is how we can find and dwell, abide in the secret place of the Most High. Because he has set his love upon me. These are the words of the Lord concerning his servant, saying, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. When we put all into God, when we give him our whole heart, when we make a complete surrender unto the Lord, when we love him, hallelujah, with all of our heart, God will send forth deliverance. Amen. He promised that he will set us on high. Amen. Because we have known his name. And the only way to really get to know the name of the Lord, we must go before him, denying ourselves, fasting and praying, getting into the word of God, studying his word. Glory, hallelujah. Living a life, walking upright, as one that becometh a call a chosen and faithful servant unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Loving the Lord with all of our heart, we can get to know the name of the Lord. And that's how we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. It is the Lord who will set us on high. He will be our high tower. Amen.
Yes.
He will protect
Amen.
Us from our enemies. Even if we get captured by the enemy or ensnared, God will deliver us out of the hand of the enemy. Those that rise up against us, God will raise us up above those that rise up against us. He will deliver us out of their hand completely. Praise the Lord. In addition, the Lord says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Look at this, what God will do for his called, his chosen and faithful. He will do this for us. Hallelujah. Oh, he's a mighty God. He's a merciful God. Thank you, Jesus. That God would deliver us and honor us. He will not let the enemy overthrow us or even overtake us. Oh, glory be to God. But God will be there to deliver us and honor us. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. The Lord has shown us all of this. But we have to know whose side we're on. Amen. To be called by God, chosen and faithful. We have to know whose side we're on. Who is on the Lord's side? Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is powerful. Amen. The word of God gives us the encouragement that we need. And this is a great example to all who are chosen by God, who are called by the Lord. And I encourage you to be faithful unto the Lord and to keep his commandment, to walk upright before him. If you don't know the Lord, it's time now to get to know him, to come out of your sinful ways and turn away from the enemy. Because, see, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Regardless of what trouble we're in, God is a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. He'll be there to be our refuge, a condition of being safe or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Some people say in the time of trouble, but the scripture says in trouble. Just like when Daniel was in the lion's den, he was in trouble. And the Lord was there in trouble with him. Hallelujah. And delivered him out of the lion's den. Praise be to God, without any harm coming upon him. And also the three Hebrew boys who were thrown into the fiery furnace, they were in trouble. God was there in the trouble with them and took the heat out of the flames, and no harm came upon them, and he delivered them out of the trouble. Oh, glory to God. So, yes, he is a very present help. He was present with them. He's present in trouble, very present. Amen. To deliver us out of trouble. Praise be to God. So, putting our trust in the Lord, amen, just trusting him for everything, because God, he's there to deliver us. He's there to save us, to make the way where there is no way. We get backed in a corner and there's nowhere to turn, God can create a door for us to escape because he's that powerful. He's so mighty. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. He's such a great God. Glory be to God. If we need a window and there's no window around, he'll create a window and open it up for us that we can climb through that window. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He is a mighty God, and he will deliver no matter what situation we find ourselves in. We can be locked up in prison. God has a way that's mighty, powerful, and sweet, and he can unlock the door. Glory to God, and let us out. Lead us out of that situation. God is a mighty God. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for his word. And at this time, we're going to be led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless Evangelist Maybelle.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that message. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, and let us send up our timber before the Lord. There may be someone that might want deliverance. Someone might want to be saved. Someone might want to be healed. God is yet in the healing, saving, and delivering business. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the one that's the word.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, my God, help us to be faithful unto thy word, Jesus. Help us to be obedient to thy will. We pray that you look upon us, O Lord. Touch us right now, Lord. Give us the strength we need to go through, the strength we need to endure, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to hold out and to be faithful unto your will. Help us to seek to please you in every way, Lord. Move in our lives, Lord. And we pray that you'll move every way that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. Help us, O Lord. Help us to seek your faith and call upon your name in these troubled times. And in these trying times, Lord, we are seeking to be saved. We want to endure unto the end. And we want your will to be done in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to draw closer to you. Help us, Jesus, to deny ourselves that we might be faithful unto you, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Make us what you would have us to be. Oh, my God, help us to continue to stay in the race.
Help us, Jesus,
to stay on your side. Help us, Jesus. We don't want to be lost, but we want to make it into the kingdom of God. We don't want our labor to be in vain. We're seeking you, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy on us, Jesus.
Mercy, Lord.
Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to go through. Help us to stand in these last and evil days. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us, Jesus. Help us to draw nigh unto thee, consecrating our lives, fasting and praying, Lord, that we might enter into that straight gate. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able tonight. We believe your word today. We take you at your word, O Lord. Oh, my God, we want to be faithful unto the end. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Don't let us take down and draw back on you, but help us to drive and go forward. Help us to stay on the Lord's side. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on the souls of men, those that want to be saved. We know you're able to save them. You're able, Jesus, not out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Have mercy right now. Send your mercy, Jesus. Send strength, O Lord. Jesus, help us, O Lord. Help us to take you at your word, to look to you as never before. We know how to heal that. We pray that you will heal, Lord, and deliver the souls. Thou art a mighty deliverer. You're able to do all things. Oh, my God, our trust is in you today. We are not looking to man, but we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You're able to take us through. You're able to save, heal, forgive, and deliver. And we believe you today. We pray that you lift heavy burdens, strengthen the weak, and take your people through, oh Lord. Help us to go all the way unto the end. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you for strength through your word and for encouragement, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We give praise and honor to you, Lord. Greatly to be praised, Lord, in the city of our God. Help us, Jesus, to lift your name up. Help us to praise you, Lord. Help us to be thankful unto you each and every day, Lord, for the great work you've done in our lives, for giving us another chance to seek your face, another chance to pray and draw nigh unto you, another chance to call on your name, Lord. Help us, Jesus, continue to bless your people. Look on your people everywhere. Throughout the whole wide world, we pray that you touch, Lord, that you will strengthen, that you will save, heal, and deliver, that you will forgive, and you give strength unto those who are weak. Help your people to endure unto the end, and we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and the honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But I just pray that the Lord will give her the strength to continue to do his will. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Nobel, and also for that prayer as well. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying call chosen and faithful, and asking that question, who is on the Lord's side? And I also enjoyed this beautiful message, just to echo what Evangelist Maybell said. And even as Evangelist Hameen began to explain, you know, various battle tactics, identifying, she said, God was our home base. And in war, you know, how the base is where the people in battle, they get their instructions from, or the prime directives from. But we have to be faithful and stay on the Lord's side. She said, we can't be traitors. We have to know whose side we're on. Very beautiful message. And even for the points coming through Evangelist Maybell, that we have to know who called us, if we're chosen. And I tell you, that's something that a lot of people struggle with. But if God sure enough called you, he's going to make it known that it was him that called you. Nobody has to tell you, well, God is calling you. God, you're going to know for yourself.
Amen.
I tell you, this is a very powerful, powerful message. And we have to stay on the Lord's side. You know, when time to get, like she began to speak of how God, he's a very present help in trouble. And we can't switch sides just because we see trouble. We can't see our way out. Well, might as well go to the other side. You know, that's what Judas did. He betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. You don't want to be like that. And at the end, he lost his life. So even though he was rewarded for it, he received another reward where he lost his life because he couldn't live with the guilt of being a traitor. And we don't want to be like that. Lord knows I don't. God called you. Stay on his side where you're chosen at. Stay where God puts you. Beautiful message. Just thank God for the word, and again for Evangelist Maybell, for all both of your ministries. Thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Tommy.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer. Thank God for the beautiful encouraging words, the sermonette. And I just thank God for both of you, for your contributions and your support, your prayers, all your help for making this broadcast what it is. And I thank God for you. Just thank the Lord for all who are listening, who have tuned in. Thank God for you especially. And we know that you are praying for us, and we do thank you. Praise the Lord. We just thank God. God is a mighty God. He is worthy to be praised, and we praise him, and we give him honor and glory for all that he's done. And we thank God even for how he has blessed you. And I believe that he will continue to bless you greatly. Amen. And we just want to encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your own life. And if you don't know the Lord, get to know him. Don't put it off any longer. Praise the Lord. Be one in the number. Be one that is called, one that's chosen and faithful unto God. Be one that's on the Lord's side. Amen. Praise the Lord. Unlike the children of Israel who rebelled, and I believe it was Moses, he began to ask them this question because of their rebellion. And they were just coming against the man of God. He asked them, all who's on the Lord's side, to come over to where he was. And so those that were on the Lord's side wanted to be on his side. Then they came over on that side. And then, hallelujah, those who decided to rebel, those who didn't want to be on the Lord's side, the earth opened up and swallowed them up. So they were lost. They were just rebellious, and they lost out. Glory to God. I believe a correction there was Joshua. Amen. But nevertheless, you got to know whose side you're on. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be rebellious and lose out immediately, instantly.
The loss was instant. The earth opened up, and they were swallowed up, gone, just like that. Didn't stay open either. Closed up on them, so they couldn't get out. That was the end. It was done. It was all over. Praise be to God. Yeah. And we just thank the Lord, because God truly is a mighty, mighty good God. Praise be to God. And I tell you of a truth that I'm glad to be on the Lord's side. In these times that we're living in, if you're not on the Lord's side, you're in trouble. Your soul is in trouble. Your life is in trouble. It's better to be on the Lord's side. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for all things. And yes, it was, they were talking against Moses, and, you know, they didn't want to hear the man of God. A lot of them didn't want to accept the man of God, and it's the same way today. God be sending his word, and people don't want to hear. They don't want to accept the word of God. You know, but the way Moses reached out to the people, just, okay, well, you don't want to go, you don't want to be on the Lord's side, then farewell. And he had to let them go because he gave them a choice. And they had a chance to show whose side they were on. But there the truth came out. So you can act like you're on somebody's side, but the truth is going to come out. And we'll find out whose side you're really on. Amen. But be on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We just thank God for all things. Before we close out the broadcast, Evangelist May, do you have anything additional?
Not at this time.
Amen. Evangelist Khadija?
Not at this time. Just everybody be careful if you're on the East Coast and you're traveling. Please be watchful. It's snowing out and it's getting pretty bad around this area where we are in Maryland.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, do be careful. The temperatures are very low, and the snow is sticking. So if you don't have to go out, stay in. Amen. Until things are better. But we do thank God for this broadcast. Again, we thank God for each one of you. We just thank the Lord for all things, and we ask you to continue to keep us in prayer, and also remember those names that were called on the prayer list. Keep them in prayer as well. And if there's nothing else at this time, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Let us continue in prayer. Amen, and let's be faithful unto God. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and good night.